We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to the Acadians Windows Fans First Take. I'm Todd Meneses along with Steve Court. And we're getting you ready for the Rams and the Saints today. Saints at the Rams in Los Angeles. Kickoff of that game is set for 3:25. We've got the countdown, Bud Light countdown to kickoff coming up at 1:30 with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Christian Garrick. Right after that, we'll send you out to Los Angeles. And actually, during the game, during that, they'll send you to Los Angeles for Deuce and Zach
to get
you ready for the game. And speaking of Zach Strieve,
yep.
You and Zach meet each week, and
you
do this thing. You talk about the stuff that a lot of the fans don't see, as linemen do talk about things. It's called In the Trenches.
Yeah. And you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a little segment. It's not long. It's only a couple minutes long. But I think from the feedback we've got, I think a lot of fans really, really enjoy this aspect of it because I think – they hear terminology all the time, and they wonder what offensive linemen do. And I think this gives you an idea of what the thinking is and sort of the methodology and the terminology that kind of goes along with that and the explanation as to what some of the defenses are. And I think it really helps people enjoy the game a little bit deeper on a different level.
All right. Well, let's see what you guys cooked up this week on In the Trenches.
If you could pick one single attribute that makes Aaron Donald such a special player, what would that attribute be? What is the one thing? Is it his quickness? Is it his powers? Is it his ability to clear hands? What is the one thing for you that you think makes him really stand out?
Well, he's short in stature.
Yep.
He's extremely powerful. He's extremely strong. So that in and of itself is his foundation. So when you figure a guy has that explosive and has that much white fiber in there that where he's that explosive, everything else kind of hinges off that. But I tell you one thing, he does not let you get hands on him. I've watched that so many times where he is just, I mean, his arms are flying all over the place.
That's the thing for me.
Yeah.
That he does better than anyone I've ever seen.
He's knocking your hands off.
It is like blocking a wet bar of soap.
Yeah. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't grab it. And and not the fact that he's moving so fast, and he's like a piece of stone. So it's like trying to kind of grab a slippery boulder. You know, as it's kind of rushing downhill on you, he's hell when he's well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be a big matchup this week, obviously, for the Saints. They got talent on the edges. You talked about Dante Fowler, Clay Matthews. So there are some good pieces there. But Aaron Donald will be the focus of this team up front this week. And if you look at the structure, we talked about structure last week, a Romeo Crennel defense in the Houston Texans, based out of a 3-4.
Right.
And we talked about it. It is based out of a 3-4. It is not an actual 3-4. It is not the steel curtain of the 1970s. It's a different type of defense. And so we saw that defense play in that way again. A lot of four eyes. We talked about alignments last week, inside eyes of the tackle. You're going to see a lot of the same this week.
Yep.
This is another defense that bases out of 3-4 personnel. Wade Phillips' defense, he's been a 3-4 guy his entire career.
Yep.
But it is not what anybody who has a perception of what this old school throwback 3-4 defenses did. It is not that. It's a defense that's going to line up in that way in their base, and then everybody's going to move. There's no two-gapping in this defense.
No, and the thing, look, I talked to a really good old school defensive line coach this week, and I was picking his brain about certain things, and the one thing that we kind of came away with that he sort of reminded me of, when I was playing, there was a defensive coordinator and a defensive line coach named Floyd Peters.
Yep.
And this guy was with the Vikings that I can remember the most. And the fact that these guys had some guys that could absolutely get up the field and rush the passer. And it reminds me a lot of what the Rams do now. And I'll tell you what it is. They rush the passer and they play the run on the way to the passer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that with really, really skilled defensive linemen. Well, the Rams have got some really, really skilled defensive linemen, and we've seen that. So These guys do that, and you can watch them because it's not just, hey, I'm rushing up the field and trying to get the quarterback, and if he hands it off on a draw or whatever, it's not mine. No, they play that just like that. They're going after it, and they see any kind of they feel any kind of pressure from an offensive lineman, or they see anything that they're keying on. These guys are quick to recognize that, and their transition from that pass to that to making the tackle on a run is a good one.
All right, there you go. In the trenches, you guys talking about the battles that are going to happen that a lot of fans really aren't going to be looking at, but are key to the Saints getting a victory this week.
Well, like I said before, they rush predominantly with four guys, and those four guys can bring enough pressure. They don't have to bring anything exotic. They don't have to bring linebackers, which is a dog kind of a blitz, or safeties and or secondary guys, which is a true blitz. So they don't have to bring more than four guys. They can get pressure with four. So on their way to the quarterback, they're playing the run, and they're playing with an outside arm free, and they're making it square to where they have to stay inside the pocket. Mm-hmm. Our defense needs to do the same thing. Last week we got burned by that because we let Watson get out of the pocket and he killed us. Mm-hmm. So they've got to be reined square. They've got to have gap control, and they've got to be disciplined. And they can't be hooked. You can't get hooked from the outside, because when you get pinned on the inside and that guy goes peeling around the outside, it's hell.
All right. He's Steve Court. I'm Todd Meneses. It's the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. We'll be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.